In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdal. The European Union is finding that it wants to be the kind of place that has open borders, at least in concept. But many of the countries that make up the union are having trouble with the reality. That's because hundreds of thousands of migrants and refugees who have been flooding into Europe are straining the bonds of the economic union. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
The European Union was a grand economic experiment that was supposed to unify the continent. A big part of that was the open border policy, which is now being challenged.
It has prompted Europeans to do a lot of soul searching.
Kostas Kordakakis is a professor at the University of Illinois. He says Europeans have been able to move around Europe to live and to work.
With very few restrictions for the last 20 or 30 years. So I think this principle is so much deeply enshrined, if you like, in European Union consciousness.
He worries the migrant and refugee crisis is making many countries want to limit that movement. Jacob Kierkegaard is with the Peterson Institute. He says Germany is warning it might reinstate border control if the EU doesn't act as a whole to deal with the problem.
Because you have these supranational open borders inside the euro area that allows people to physically move around freely. But then you have, for instance, national rules for asylum.
Heather Conley is director of the Europe program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. She says people who land in Greece might prefer Germany, which has more generous asylum policies.
Because the external borders have not been able to be secured, what's happening is the problem is being passed along country by country.
Countries struggling to find a unified response to a growing problem. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.